My name is Major Douglas Brown. I'm the 2IC of the ACF PR training team.
What are the key things that you think we as a training team should be delivering to the people who come on our courses, the county PROs?
I think one of the major things is an understanding of what public relations can achieve for an organisation and what their personal role is in achieving that. We deliver understanding of a range of skills, but most important is the understanding of why they're doing PR and what it can achieve for the organisation.
In order to pick this up, do they need a skill set already to come with? Do they need an understanding of the media, or can they come to this job fresh, as it were?
Fresh is better. There's no doubt in my mind that people who come along knowing nothing at all gain more from the courses and are easier to work with as a trainer. If people come along with preconceptions, we have to first of all address those preconceptions before we can actually get through to the real learning points. So sometimes prior knowledge is a bad thing.
What are the key things that somebody coming on one of the courses on the weekends would go away with on the Sunday? What are the key skills they're going to be able to put into practice?
I think one of the first things is an understanding that it isn't about them. It's about the people that they're writing for. That the audience is king, if you like. The other things that they should start to understand are the basics of how journalists work and the way that journalists think. Those are the kind of skills that they can take away and develop themselves after the course by looking at TV, listening to radio, reading newspapers in a different way. But essentially, understanding how they can get their message across effectively, how they can get their message across in a succinct and easily understandable manner for the people that they're trying to reach, that's the key thing.
It's not just about media, though, is it? I mean, the ACFPR training team delivers courses in a number of skills, isn't it? And we need to be careful that we're not just focusing on the media aspect of public relations.
Absolutely. Media is the easy way into public relations, I guess. And many of the other courses that we do, the specialist courses, really explore the other areas of storytelling, because at the end of the day, public relations is about storytelling. It's about giving messages to people that achieve something for your organisation, and the best way to do that is by telling stories, either in pictures or by the internet or through the local newspapers or radio. Whatever method it is, we teach it.
If you had to sum up, what would be one of the key, or what would be the two or three key reasons why somebody should attend one of the ACF PR training team courses?
Well, the Army Cadet Force answer to that is that it's a command responsibility, more fundamentally and perhaps more seriously. The Army Cadet Force needs to attract new cadets, it needs to attract new adult leaders, it needs to attract in the future funding. And all of those things depend on the profile and on the reputation of the organisation. And the people that we're training today are going to be the guardians of the reputation of the Army Cadet Force in the future.
We also, over the weekends, we also like people to come and have some fun as well, don't we? I mean, it's very much part of the way that the ACFPR training team does its training. But that doesn't in any way undermine the seriousness or professionalism of what we're doing, does it?
Not at all. And you know, the saying goes, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And indeed, I believe that by making training fun as well as challenging and interesting, we achieve far more than we might do if we were just lecturing people from day one.